Добрый день, добрый день. This is Survival Russian course. My name is Nikolay Tishin, and this is podcast number 17. Это подкаст номер 17. In this podcast, you're going to hear different nouns that are masculine, feminine, and neuter. Did you watch the video of today? I hope you did. If you didn't, let me briefly tell you what was this about. In that video, I tried to explain that in Russian, we have three different genders. That's masculine, feminine, and neuter. Well, unlike in English, in Russian, we have objects that can be masculine, feminine, or neuter gender. And, of course, there is a physical gender, for instance, like the word father, papa, or отец. For example, in the word отец, which means father, the ending is the letter ц, which is the consonant, right? So the basic rule that you have to learn today is that all the words that end in the consonant are 99% masculine, okay? Well, and also if they're if the ending is a vowel, this is the feminine or neuter gender. When it comes to the neuter, there are two letters that identify the neuter gender. They are O, letter O, and letter Ye. Once again, O and Ye. So they identify the neuter gender. So let me give you some examples with the word of neuter gender. For instance, some international words like metro, radio, metro, metro, radio, radio, and also some others like окно, ведро, зеркало. Even though I'm saying зеркало with а in the end, we spell it with о. Okay, you also have to remember that if you go back to the lesson 3, if I'm not mistaken, when we spoke about the reading rules, the Cyrillic, I told you that when the letter O is not stressed, it is read as A. So in the word зеркало, we read letter O as A sound, okay? So радио, метро, окно, ведро, зеркало, and for instance, the word which ends in е, платье. Платье means dress. Хорошо? And now also some masculine words. Some masculine words. Стол, table. Стол, and then дом, дом. Дом means a house. We've already learned this one. Okay, let's take some words that we already learned with you, so it's going to be a little easier for you to distinguish the gender. For instance, the word банк. Банк. Is it feminine or masculine? Think about it. Yes, it's masculine, of course, because the банк, банк, you hear к in the end, right? So that's masculine. Хорошо. What about another one? Россия, 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 which means Russia, right? Is it feminine or masculine? Can you hear the ending again? Россия, ия. The ending is я, right? You're correct? Yeah. So it's feminine. It's not masculine because the ending is vowel. But when we have о and є vowels, They are 100% neuter gender. Now, some other words. Книга. Книга means book. Again, listen to the ending attentively. Книга. А. So, is it masculine or feminine? Yes, it's feminine. Книга. Okay. Now, let's take another example. Телефон. Телефон. Н. The consonant is the ending, so it's right. You're right. This is a masculine noun. Now, as I said in the beginning of this podcast, there are some physical gender characteristics in some words that do not end in vowels, but they still are masculine words, masculine nouns. For instance, papa, papa. The ending is a, but it means father, dad. Okay. The next one is дедушка. Дедушка means grandfather. Дедушка, the ending is а as well, okay? But it is masculine. And also дядя. Дядя. You hear? You do you hear the ending? Я, дядя. Yes, the ending is ya, but it is still masculine noun. Okay, so there are some exceptions. There are some more exceptions, but these are the basic one that you really have to know. Okay, so in this podcast, I wanted to give you a better idea and better understanding of the things we're talking about today, and this is three Russian genders. So you have to keep in mind and remember that we have three genders for all objects. So what it means, what is the, why do you need to know it? The thing is that the adjectives that the adjectives that describe the noun, for instance, you want to say I don't know, a big house, all right? A big house. We say большой дом. Большой дом. The thing is that these adjectives that describe the object, they agree with the gender. They should agree with the gender. So what does it mean? For those of you who don't know what agree means, I will tell you in the example. So we say большой дом, or another example, another adjective that you already know from previous лessons, that's a new house, новый дом. Новый дом. So, do you see the endings? Большой, the ending is ой, and новый, the ending is ый. Now, so these endings, ой and ый, they are associated with the masculine gender. But if we are ta if we are taking another example, for instance, we would use the same adjective but with the feminine noun. For instance, we will say a big book. We cannot say большой книга. We cannot say that. We should change the ending of the adjective. So it won't be большой книга. That will be Большая книга. Большая. Большая книга. Okay? Do you grasp that? This is interesting. Interesting. And also difficult at the same time, but you have to keep that in mind. Now, let's take some other examples. Now, for instance, the adjective new. For instance, новая книга. Новая книга. It means a new book. So, новая книга, большая книга. And новый дом, большой дом. Okay? Now we also learned the small one, маленький, маленький, and also Old and new, novi and stari. Now, I will ask you to translate some sentences into Russian from English, and I will tell you the English sentence, and then I will make a little pause for you to translate it out loud, okay? And then I will translate it for you, and you will be able to really check if you did it right or wrong. Okay, хорошо. All right, let's try it. This is a new house. Это новый дом. Это новый дом. And now another example. This is a small house. Это маленький дом. This is a new book. Это новая книга. Это новая книга. And now another example, for instance, this is a big car. The car in Russian is машина, машина. So to say that, we should say это большая машина. Okay? Большая машина. Большая книга, новая книга, большой дом, маленький дом, новый дом. Okay? I hope it's clear for you now, and I will hear you later today in the next podcast. Have a good day. Пока-пока.